Hey y'all, welcome back to Christian Living with Sid, and this week we'll be talking about situations and how to get out of bad situations, and I'm even going to give you 5 ways to get out of that bad situation that you might be in. So I hope you enjoy! Okay, so as you just heard, this week we'll be talking about situations. One of my good friends, Mary, was supposed to be on this, but she couldn't do it this week, so hopefully she'll be in an upcoming episode. But, so, I just want to jump right in. So, one situation that we, especially as females, tend to find ourselves in or even get ourselves into is gossiping. And you might walk up on someone gossiping, or you could be the one gossiping, and you want to get away from that, or you have to fit in with someone, which leads me to the next point later, and that you start gossiping just to kind of fit in. So a way to get out of that situation would just to be to walk away, obviously. But sometimes you can't just stand up and walk away because it could be your very closest friend or anybody like that. So it is very hard to get out of that kind of situation when it's like that. So you could easily just walk away. And if you can't do that, you can kind of just approach them, but be respectful with it. As we were preparing for this, Mary just kept stressing, like, do it respectfully, because if you don't do it respectfully, it's not going to get your point across. Because if you go in there and you start yelling at them or just being grouchy and moody at them, your point is not going to get across because they're not going to listen because you already get an attitude with them. So you have to go in it with the right state of mind and tell them, like, hey, I don't think that we should be gossiping. Gossiping is bad. You would not like that person talking about you. Why should you talk about them like that? So that is how you can get out of gossiping. Another one that kind of leads in to it would be peer pressure. And the same thing, you can kind of walk away when it's stuff like that, but you have to have a strong enough will to walk away because it's very, very easy, especially as teenagers, to get into peer pressure very easily, not even realizing it. So one way that you can get out of that is to communicate with them that you don't like that, or that you disagree with what they're doing, or that you just don't like that. Another thing is with leaving, sometimes Mary was saying that it's hard to just leave that kind of situation because it could be your closest friends, like I said earlier, and so that makes it very hard, but you have to have the determination that you want to get better or do different things. And you almost have to have a goal in mind of what you want to do in life. That's very helpful in this kind of situation. Because if you don't have a goal, then you're not going to see that that's not going to be good for you now. Later on, you might look back and be like, oh, I really should have been doing that. But if you have a goal in mind, like, I've had a really good high school experience and not having to deal with drugs or drinking or anything like that. And I want to stay that way. So I distance myself from people like that. So that is my goal. So I have a different situational awareness of that. So that is how you can get out of peer pressure a little bit. Another situation that you can't really avoid is sickness, or someone gets in a wreck, or maybe even you get in a wreck or get sick, but especially people around you. Your initial reaction is just to give up and say, well, I can't do anything about this, so it's out of my hands, which technically it is out of your hands because God has it under control, but you have to remember that God's got this and you don't need to stress about it. Yes, you can pray, you can do anything they need you to do, or have someone else help you, but you cannot just give up in that situation. For example, last year, someone in our youth group passed away very unexpectedly, and we all could have easily just given up, been sad, but we know that God has her in a better place right now, and she would not want us to be sad for her. So we have to remember that God's got it under control, God has a plan, and even though sometimes you don't see that plan, we have to remember just to give it to God in them situations. So now I'm going to get into 5 ways to get out of a bad situation. Just 5 straightforward things you can do. So the first one is recognize it. Recognize that it's a bad situation. Recognize that you shouldn't be there or it's going to go bad if you stay there. The next one is describe it. So this could mean find someone to talk to or maybe even write it down so you can visually see it or get some help. Because sometimes bad situations like peer pressure, you can't get out of yourself. You have to have some help. Number 3 is to find a better situation. So if you're struggling with a group of people that you hang out with gossiping, maybe you can find a better group of friends that maybe are from your church or are from your youth group that you can go hang out with them so you're not dragged down, but more than getting raised up. The next one is to take steps away. It is very hard to just walk away completely from the situation, I know. I wish it was as easy said. If it was easy said than done. But it is not. And so you just have to take maybe even baby steps to get away. Maybe it's not you just leave the friendship automatically, but maybe you just start to distance yourself where you're not hanging out with them as much or sitting with them or talking to them so you can get out of that. And the last one is to prevent yourself from going back. That is really hard sometimes. I understand that one completely because it is very hard, especially if it's your close group of friends or something and you're trying to get away from that. It's hard not to go back because they are your closest friends, but you have to remember that you don't want to be in that bad situation. And whenever you recognize that situation, that should help you to remember why you don't want to be in that. So just prevent yourself from going back. Take different steps to get away from it. Find a better situation to go into and then describe it and recognize it. And you will be hopefully out of the bad situation. And the first thing you should actually do is pray about it because maybe God has a plan for you in that situation. So always remember that. And yeah, I hope these helped you. And let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity for me to get on here and talk. I pray that these 5 steps can help someone at least get out of a bad situation that they might be going through right now. I pray that you would touch everyone that is sick right now, as I know the sickness is going around really bad. I pray that you'd keep everyone safe that hears my voice right now. And I pray that if they have a question, they would talk to someone, or if they need help getting out of a bad situation, that they would talk to someone too, Lord. Thank you for everything, and you're in prayer. Amen. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that podcast episode. I cannot believe we're already on week 7. That is crazy to think. But I hope y'all all have a great week. Stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review on, I'm on iTunes and Spotify and Anchor. So make sure to subscribe on all of those. Give me a rating and share it with your friends. Thank y'all so much. I'll talk to you next week. Always remember that many people love you, but God will always love you more. Bye.